from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MarkSpain.com. Mark Spain will sell that house of yours. Commence packing. You peruse that website. Welcome back to the morning shift. Wake up call time, 404-726-0929. Michael, you had something on your mind for
Well, first of all, if you want to get at us on Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift, you can get at us. We also finally posted the video of the video where Bo wrecked me last night. So if you want to get on there, we have a poll on that one. Who's at fault in the race? 78 or the 3. So if you want to get on there and vote about that and see.
Full-blown scandal.
See the crazy.
Going his way so far. I hate to break it to him.
Because you had one person respond.
Three to four people have already responded with 78's fault.
Look, I do have a wake-up call, and this is pretty broad for the NFL. I did not realize this was an actual rule. So y'all follow me here. The NFL has a rule. The Las Vegas Raiders are hitting the road for training camp, and they're going down to Los Angeles to do training camp. Now, people in Los Angeles might not know that they're heading there because they are not actually allowed to advertise the fact that they will be there, and it doesn't look like they're going to be really allowed to have fans because the NFL has a rule that you can't infringe on other teams' territory during training camp. So the fact that the Rams are there and the Chargers are there means that the Raiders will not be able to have any fans at their practices in the Los Angeles area, which seems
stupid.
Absolutely ridiculous to me.
Because I'm a Rams fan. Oh, but the Raiders are here at training camp. I'm suddenly a Raiders fan. What?
Here's the thing. This is the Los Angeles metro area, what, 13 million people, something along those lines? I think it's okay if we clear a few thousand of them to go to the Raiders practices.
Well, they could be absorbed into the populace.
Can I say something real quick? I disagree with you, and here is why. The Saints are also in L.A. for training camp, and they fall under the same rule. So for that matter, I like the rule that they can't have any fans there.
It should only apply to the Saints.
Every rule that is against a team should only be applied to the Saints.
I don't.
Tampa and Panthers.
I don't disagree with you for that reason. I do find it – I would be a little bit irritated if the Falcons were to go to Los Angeles for training camp, though. I would be a little bit irritated by that if I were a Falcons fan. And I know that, listen, it's hot in New Orleans. It's hot in Atlanta, too. It's hot in Tampa. It's hot in Miami.
It's just kind of hot.
You don't have to. And I know the Saints used to go to, West Virginia, something along those lines. A lot more teams used to travel to training camps. Mm-hmm. They used to just, I don't know if the Panthers still do theirs at Wofford.
The Cowboys still go to California?
Oxnard. Yeah, I believe they do.
Yeah, they're the one team that's exempt from that rule,
I think it's – I don't know exactly where Oxnard is, but it might predate the rule or it might be outside of the actual jurisdiction of what other California teams are over there.
So. No, the reasoning for the Cowboys to be exempt is their grandfathered in.
Yeah, predate.
Because they were already practicing before the Rams and Chargers moved in one team back and one team just to L.A.
Yeah. Well, so, either way, it's frustrating for Raiders fans. Man, I can't even – that just stinks. It just sounds so dumb to me.
I'm glad the one Saints fan in L.A. will not be able to watch his team practice.
Exactly.
All right, let's see what Xavier has to say up in Lawrenceville. Good morning, Axe. What's on your mind?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Man, I got a wake-up call, and I actually have a unique twist on it. I got a go-to-sleep call at the tail end, but the wake-up call – is for these Braves hitters, man, and specifically Matt Olson. But we need you to wake up. If we were getting half his production, I understand the return to the mean and all of that. But buddy, you've been playing baseball too long to just all of a sudden be this bad, it's to be awful. That good and this bad. Like, if you regress 25%, I can see that, but it's a precipitous drop-off, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree.
The go-to-sleep call is for the dadgum injury bug, but it's because our GM's been cooking, and if you ever been to a barbecue and that food is really good, them gnats and flies are everywhere. The injury bug, ever since he's been cooking, it's been biting us bad, and I need that injury bug to go to sleep. Find somewhere else to make your domicile, because we don't like it down here in Atlanta. Please go to sleep, injury bug. You got to go.
Xavier. Xavier, give yourself a pat on the back, because that is a phenomenal call, sir.
That's a Hall of Fame worthy wake-up.
Yeah, that's listen, his average is now better than Matt Olson's. Congratulations.
Well, he's actually got a hit in the second half, and Matt Olson does not.
And what's crazy is, here's another thing I found interesting in looking into Matt Olson and listening to Grant McCauley. If you look at Matt Olson's history, he's an every other year hitter. And I don't know what it is about his swing or about his approach, but you look back at his career, it's like 1 year he's an all-star, the next year he's not that good. Next year he's an all-star. Next year he's not that good.
Okay, that's a good point. But remember when he came here, Mike, that was his. He wasn't as good as he was the year before because he was hitting these long doubles in a park that would have been home runs. And then he comes here and he continues to hit doubles, right? I would take 50 Matt Olson doubles right now.
100%.
But we ain't even getting those.
I would take anything more than we're getting right now because he's not going anywhere.
But I'm just getting on base.
There you go.
Well,
he's not going anywhere. I don't know if it's his swing's too long or too many moving parts, but man, it's tough to watch right now. Painful.
Last night, I think he was down to, what was he down to? Let's see. He was down to fifth. Here's the problem.
Keep going down.
Here's the problem. Hold on. In order to put him lower, you have to have someone that you think can go up.
I agree.
And I think the only one that I see that might be able to go up would be Sean Murphy. But, he had three walks. But here's the thing. He had three walks last night because you didn't have to pitch to him because you had Arcia next.
Well, he's only playing every other day now because, Travis Darnold is basically splitting reps at this point.
Well, so. Travis could bat fifth and you could bat Olson sixth. I'd have no problem with that.
All right, let's go up to Kennesaw and Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy. Tinker, good morning.
Tinker, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey. I don't know how all the details and how true it is, but anytime I can give this man a hard time, I'm going to take it because I like it when he gets fired up. my wake-up call literally is a wake-up call, and it is to Stakey.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
You can't be nodding off during meetings, man. You can't just be nodding. This ain't freshman history class. You got to stay awake, Plotner. Come on now. Y'all have a good one.
Listen, cha-cha, I run meetings. I don't participate.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yes, I love Tink's
prop member. Fell asleep during the meeting?
Well, he not only did he maybe doze off, but he also sat in the very back, which, you know.
I had to leave early, man.
Yeah, well.
Bread and butter going.
You know, when you're the big guy in there, you can.
Oh, man. He's been in plenty of those, right?
I just skipped the whole damn thing to begin with. I never go to those things.
You're not the only guy that did. There was a guy that doesn't wear sleeves a lot that skipped
it. Two squats. Give me two squats of Neo.
Let's go to KT up in Suwannee, the old home of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, KT?
Hey, I got a wake-up call for your top five American Olympic list.
All right, come on.
I apologize if I missed the qualifying thing about in my lifetime, but I don't see how you can have a top five list without having 1936 Jesse Owens stepping into Berlin and smacking Hitler across the face with his American and fighting for the freedoms and rights that he didn't even have. That is an American.
I agree. And listen, I wholeheartedly agree. Great call. I wholeheartedly agree. Here's the issue. We do radio, and in order to have a good radio segment, sometimes you have to have a little bit of audio to go with that, and there's just not much for the Jesse Owens. So I do agree with you. I mean, there are honestly a number of times, 30s, 40s, 50s, there are some throwback moments. But it just doesn't always fit.
This is where we need a Mike Bell call-in when he can do the 20s radio voice. And now Jesse Owens slaps the Hitler regime in the face with his American. I mean.
No, but you're spot on, dude.
He took his phallus and dominated Berlin.
Jesse Owens. It's not lost on me, man. I promise.
Oh, that,
I promise. Not
great
lost
call, Kate. You know what? If you called in a wake up today and you got on the air and just patched stuff on the back, you guys did a phenomenal
those are
job.
Great calls, man. Fantastic. Hey, we got Dennis Dodd. He's been in the college football business for a long time. And we're going to talk a little college football with a longtime CBS reporter. Coming up next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back to the game. Mornings.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we need to talk some college football. We can never talk it enough. And what better resource do we have? This gentleman's been at it a long time. If you know college football, you know Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. Dennis, good morning. Thanks for your time.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
All right, I saw what you wrote about 10 days ago. Why Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer just might have what it takes to follow legend Nick Saban. Elaborate, please.
Well, I mean, look, who wouldn't want that job? But it does come with warning labels.
Indeed.
You know, in fact, Greg Byrne told Kalen DeBoer when he flew up to Seattle, what do you think of the concept, you know, never be the guy to follow the guy? That's been a coaching rule forever. You know, don't be the guy to follow Steve Spurrier. We know how that worked out. Bobby Bowden. It's, you know, this is the ultimate. That there will never be another person to succeed Nick Saban at Alabama. Kalen DeBoer, his answer was that he embraced it. He owned it. He wanted to be that guy. He was comfortable in his own skin. He's absolutely confident that he can keep this train rolling. Now, this is the ultimate because, as you guys know, 9-3 and a first-round loss in the playoff ain't going to get it. But he thinks he can do it. I have to tell you guys, first impressions, he's doing great. The players love him. I don't know if you've noticed recruiting. I'm sure you have. Number one or number two, depending on the day, in the 2025 class. And I think last check, 5 5-stars. And that, for a lot of people, is the first thing they go to. So in terms of credibility, in terms of street cred and Alabama cred, he's got it right now.
Yeah, we sit here next to an Alabama, former Alabama All-American.
Hey,
so we
down.
Hear about the recruiting
calm
here,
down.
Dennis. But but to stick in the SEC, what came out of SEC Media Days and stuff, you know, Kirby Smart talked about the NIL deals and fining players based on not practicing and off-the-field stuff. And we had the discussion here is how is he able to do that, and is it right that the program is able to fine the players based off NIL money?
Well, the fact that he brought it up tells me that he might have a hand in it. He can't do it himself. He can't find players. I mean, as crazy as everything is, they're still scholarship athletes, so you can't find them. But the collectives who have deals and contracts with them can at least withhold money. And I think from what I read, it was in the 4 figures. You know, what I don't know is it a percentage of what they get, or is it a flat fee? You know, is it $200 or is it 10% of $500,000? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know that.
Yeah.
But that might be one way of, I don't know, making players think twice about going over 30, you know, going 50 and a 30. I don't know. And what one SEC coach told me, you know, slow the brakes on all this because this is going to involve recruiting. Again, Kirby brought it up. Again, he might have a hand in it. But other schools are going to go, yep, see what you get when you go to Georgia. Because, as you know, everything's about recruiting. So I just think it's a novel concept. I thought it was interesting he brought it up.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Hanging out with CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd. You can find him on X at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, you're at Big Ten Media Days in a little bit different look, man. The expanded conference, the realignment, everything else going on. Other than the new teams being there, what do you expect to be some of the big stories we hear out of Big Ten Media Days?
You know, Commissioner Tony Petitti goes first this morning at 11. He'll have a an agenda. I want to ask him. I'm getting some private time with him tomorrow. I want to ask him about the Florida State thing, because I don't know if you saw the story last week by Brett McMurphy. He wrote what a lot of us are hearing, that nobody wants them. You know, it's one thing to get out, which I think they have the means and resources to do at some point. What I don't know is where they're going to end up. The other stuff, you know, I don't think the average fan cares about this, but the House settlement, the long form's going to be filed this week. That's the news in the moment. The other news is I'm hearing more and more that people don't think that will be accepted by Judge Claudia Wilkin in the Ninth Circuit in Northern California. And then what? After Charlie Baker, the NCAA president, has been bragging about spring certainty for the next 10 years, blah, blah, blah. What if they have to go back to the drawing board on all this revenue sharing, the $2.8 billion settlement? So stuff like that, a little minutia.
Is the ACC going to implode pretty much like the Pac-12?
Ugh.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's options. I think the first question you have to ask, and I did, of a sitting commissioner, I said, is there any way, do you think, that they can, let's say they get some sort of weighted share, Florida State, Clemson, and they get closer to the SEC and Big Ten. Is there a way this bygones could be bygones and they all stay together? And he said, I don't think so. Too many bridges have been burned. So that's when I say it's only a matter of time, you know, if, not, when, not if, for them to leave the conference. So then what happens? Does the ACC break up? Does it go on in a different form? Do the Stanford and Cal, are they lured back to the West Coast to form some sort of hybrid with the Mountain West and Oregon State and Washington State? I think all that's on the board. I guess my take is, as long as the ACC remains a conference, that's a net win. Will they be as strong with Florida State and Clemson? Absolutely not. But as long as they've got access, you know, they're in. And don't forget, next February, ESPN has that option of extending the contract. The contract, you know, contrary to what you have read, only lasts till 2027. It will be up to ESPN next February to extend that to 2036. So I think, you know, part of me thinks Mike Alford is sitting there at Florida State. Everybody's wondering what the play is, you know. Let's see, it's 2024. 2027 is 3 years away. He may be playing the long game. You know, this thing, ESPN's not going to re-up anyway, and we're going to be able to go wherever we want anyway. So what's the rush?
Well, I personally can't wait for that Cal visit to Tallahassee on September 21st this season. Probably a noon kickoff, right, Dennis?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just in time for them.
You know, Michigan, and I know it's going to be maybe a question at the Big Ten Media Days, is what Michigan looks like in the post-Jim Harbaugh era.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a rebuild. You know, I think I know they'll be really strong, maybe stronger than they were in the defensive line last year. Sherrone Moore is I don't want to say he's a rookie head coach, because he's the winningest head coach in ball right now. What is he, 3-0? He hasn't lost a game yet. So, I mean, that'll be the story, Jim Harbaugh transitioning to Sherrone Moore and how that goes. But I think they'll play a lot like they did under Harbaugh. They'll play bully ball. They'll play defense because it works. Donovan Edwards is a guy to watch. Their running back who has been hot and cold during the season, but look at his postseason stats the last 3 years. He's a monster. And he'll be the featured guy with Blake Corum gone. So I think they'll play much the same way. I think Ohio State will beat them, but that's the overall. To me, even with 18 teams and four new teams in the Big Ten, which everybody will be talking about these next 3 days, Ohio State's situation and angst and everything else over having to beat Michigan is, to me, the number one story, because you've got Ryan Day sitting there at 56-8. I think he actually is the top winning percentage in ball, but three of those eight losses in a row have been to Michigan. And he absolutely has to beat Michigan this year. But as someone reminded me, it really gets complicated. With 18 teams and all the misses they have now, I think there's seven or eight misses in the conference, each team. They could lose to Michigan and win the Big Ten. How's that going to go down? They could also play Michigan three times this year, once in the regular season, once in the championship game, and once in the playoff. So this is ramped up to DEFCON 5 right now in Columbus.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, visiting with CBS Sports' Dennis Dodd. Dennis, look, we talked a little bit just a second ago about the off-field issues for Georgia. Let's talk a little bit about the on-field stuff with Georgia. And this is an expanded conference. Oklahoma and Texas obviously will be able to make some noise. But it just seems like anytime we talk about the Bulldogs on the field, it just seems like right now in the SEC and maybe even nationally, it's just Georgia and everybody else.
Yeah, they rule the world. They're right in line for three championships in 4 years. And again, clear out all the noise. That's one of the top stories going into the season. Oh, by the way, in football, Georgia's beaten everybody. They've got it all figured out. I think Texas will be right there. I don't know if they have quite enough to surpass Georgia. Carson Beck is maybe the number one Heisman guy right now. Malachi Starks on defense. They've just gotten stronger. So, you know, and then in the East, you know, no divisions anymore. Obviously, they'll play Florida, but it's. I don't want to say it's going to be easy, but I think you can pencil them in for 12 wins, and even if it's 11 somehow, they still get to the playoff and probably get a first-round bye.
All the bluster surrounding Jimbo Fisher, that's now gone from Texas A&M. Mike Elko, you had some things to say about him recently. What you think?
I love him. You know, I got Texas A&M. For whatever reason, you know, they haven't won a conference title since 1998. I don't know if people know that. They haven't won a national championship. They're only won since 1939. But they've got the best of everything. I mean, they've got facilities, money, probably more than anybody. Maybe Texas. I don't know. Maybe Ohio State.
Wow.
Why can't they weaponize that? And that's been the eternal question. It's one of the mysteries of the universe in college football.
Yeah.
But Jimbo didn't do it. You know how that went. What they need is solid and quiet right now. And Mike Elko is solid and quiet. I loved what he did at Duke. If you can win at Duke, if you can beat Clemson, then you got my attention. I'm listening. You know, I think you got something. And obviously he was defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, knows Texas A&M from being there under Jimbo. So I think I don't think it's going to be flashy. You know, Connor Wegman, the quarterback, has yet to prove himself. They lose Anaya Smith, who I think is one of the, had he ever blossomed fully, would have been one of the best weapons in college football.
Yeah,
I think he'll be a great pro, but I think they're going to be solid. I think 8-4 for them would be a ceiling. And if they leave him alone, if, then I think he's got something special going there.
Dennis, you held up well to our thorough interrogation. You didn't even meet your lawyer, nothing like that. Great job. We really appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, man. The guy knows his ball.
He does, man. He's been around for so long, just always a go-to, and we really appreciate his time. All right, Life of Squid. What we got?
Netflix is the latest edition of The Untold. So, you know, last year we got the Florida Gator story and all that. Well, this year we're going to get another college football story.
West Georgia Wolves?
Oh, maybe. Or maybe not. We'll talk about it next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to The Morning Shift. Hawks and State Farm Arena giving 1 million meals to help our Atlanta neighbors struggling with food insecurity. September 21st. You can give back by packing meals for those in need. And we're going to talk to he's Executive Vice President of our Atlanta Hawks, one Andrew Saltzman. Salsa, good morning, sir.
Well, you got to wait for Dylan to put him on hold. Dylan was talking up a storm back there.
Oh, he's talking up a storm.
Yeah. Come on, Dylan.
We have Salsa. There he is. Good morning, Salsa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. First of all, you three trips to Vegas to see the dead? Number one, Jerry's been dead for 29 years. And number two, what good does it to see the dead in the sphere when all the smoke is covering up all the images, right?
Is this really what we're going to do today?
Well, really, guys? So we're just glad.
I mean, we got the number one pick. We got Zach Risachet. You look great in the first two games. We're going to talk Hawks basketball. And, of course, we're going to talk about truly one of the best things we do all year in the Million Meal
Pack. Well, hold on, Sasa.
Let's not waste the listeners' time. Please.
You were my boss for years, and you control the narrative and control the mic, and now I have the microphone, and I just want to know how well.
That was much fun when the rabbits got together.
Yeah.
Game, you know
how
I mean?
Well is the summer of salsa, as some have called it, is been?
You know, it's been lovely. Thank you very much. But it's all work. You know, all this is work. Being out there, Summer League at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. Work, 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 work. That's what we do. But well, no, it's been a lot of fun and a really exciting summer. Really, truly exciting summer and looking forward to a great fall.
Before we get to the Million Meals and Zachary Risachet, Sauce, are you a bigger fan of the Dead when they have John Mayer? Are you a Dead and Company guy or is he just you're old
school?
You
know what? Again, Jerry was truly iconic. And I'm not a hater at all, but certainly the Grateful Dead doesn't exist anymore. Actually, this is 27 years ago to the day that Jerry Garcia played his last concert at Soldier Field. So I think John's done a great job, a lot of credit. He's kept it going. There's a whole new generation that's experiencing the music and the vibe. But, you know, Jerry was Jerry, and there'll never be another.
All right, Salsa, I guess I'll be the good guy as always and give you your way. Tell us more about, on September 21st, how volunteers can help pack 1 million meals to combat the hunger that over 600,000 Georgians will face.
Yeah, no, this all started when we started having conversations with State Farm about the potential of naming the new arena. And the folks at State Farm said, listen, you know, this is really, they want to connect to the community. People know who State Farm is. And they felt if we could build programs that really authentically connect them to the community that involved the name on the building, that's something they could be down with. And one of the pillar programs that we created when we put this partnership together with State Farm was the Million Meal Pack. And food insecurity is really, really an important cause for the folks at State Farm. And the idea was, let's go out and pack a million meals and see if we can really make an impact. And so excited that we've now been doing, this is our fourth annual Million Meal Pack on September 21st. And it's really cool because volunteers from all over get to man the stations. You know, a lot of people want to give back, want to volunteer. They don't know how to do it. We make it super turnkey for everybody to get involved and help come in. If your company has 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, you can be involved, and it really is simple, and you walk away feeling really great about yourself and about what you're doing to help the community. So it's just truly one of those special opportunities.
Well, Salsa, we appreciate you taking a break from your hedonism to embark on some altruism.
That's awesome stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's what we do. That's what we do. And I'll never forget the first time we did this, John Lewis was there. It was really special. We have players. We have alumni who come by who help and work the lines and help pack food. So it's really a special day.
Yeah, it's an awesome event. We appreciate you guys doing this. And I guess have fun in what? Now you're off to Paris for the Olympics?
Ooh.
You know, there may be a salsa sighting in Perry, there may be, yes. I'm not going to lie to you, but you know, I got to make sure that we root the USA basketball team on. It was a close call against South Sudan, so I think they may want me to go in and give like a pregame pep talk.
Hey, other than basketball, what's the one event you got to check out while you're at the Olympics?
You know, believe it or not, I really like the swimming and diving stuff. I think that's really cool. And I've gotten into volleyball, so I'm just excited to be there. I believe it or not, I've been very fortunate, gone to a lot of great sporting events, never been to an Olympics. So to be able to go there, and I'll be there in that last wave, so hopefully see a gold medal basketball game, closing ceremonies, and some of that stuff. So it should be really a really cool experience.
Well, if you make it to a men's soccer game, say hey to Tiffany Blackman for us. She'll be over there, so maybe you guys can hang out.
Will do, guys. Appreciate everything. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Saul. There we go. Wow, that's quite the summer.
Yeah, I tell you what. Living it up. Maybe I should go back and ask for a back pay.
Listen, I've been to Dead & Company, but I was at Wrigley, which kind of not the same vibe as the Sphere, but still pretty cool. I got to go back-to-back nights. It was Tom Petty on Friday and Dead & Company on Saturday.
I was a huge Tom. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool weekend. So,
it's from Gainesville, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I was. Yeah.
So they say.
He. All right. You know what?
What?
Enough of you. You're not allowed to talk anymore. You and your fake news with your videos showing that how you were the bad guy last night.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. And I have built a great partnership with my friends at W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. But apparently not the 78 car. Because Squid Nation has chimed in, folks. Mike decided he would post a video of him wrecking me last night. And a resounding 71.9%.
With 23 hours remaining in the poll.
Of the results say that the 78 car driven by Michael Paray Johnson was at fault.
Paray Jerry? Paray Jerry? What a reference.
And I
Paray's
agree.
A legend. Praise the Lord.
I agree. Yeah, he had a hell of a debut on Hard Knocks.
Well, it was also his
and a walk off. That was his walk off.
Yeah, we all respected it at the time. We were all exhausted. Pray. What are you gonna do, Pray? I don't know anything but this.
Now our and that's what you'll get when you tune a Hard Knocks, folks.
Yeah, not a respect in that locker room when we were 3 weeks into training camp was like, good for that guy. He said enough of this.
It's pretty wild, ain't it? His brother played for a few more years after that in Miami.
Yeah, John's a good dude. I trained with John for the combine. Good dude.
All right. I told you guys on the tease that the fourth volume of Netflix's Untold docuseries will premiere in August. And they have a few new of the features. The first one that'll be up is the 2009 murder of Steve Air McNair. And I know everybody around this area remembers him. I think he played at Alcorn State College and then went to Tennessee. Great quarterback. I remember where I was when I found out that Steve McNair, because I was on a boat on the 4th of July at Altoona Lake, the greatest lake in the Southeast, and found the news, and I was just blown away. And there's still a lot of mystery kind of surrounding it. I think things that maybe the general public doesn't know.
Well, it's a cautionary tale. You got to vet your side pieces better.
I'm not even gonna say.
Yeah.
What was his agent's name? Buzz. I remember his name in a second. I interviewed with his agent when I was coming out.
Come on, Buzz. The same guy that Brett Favre's agent was.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's Buzz Cook.
Yeah, Buzz
Cook.
That's what.
The next edition of it will be the 2000.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Hawks and State Farm Arena giving 1 million meals to help our Atlanta neighbors struggling with food insecurity. September 21st, you can give back by packing meals for those in need. And we're going to talk to he's Executive Vice President of our Atlanta Hawks, one Andrew Saltzman. Salsa, good morning, sir.
Well, you got to wait for Dylan to put him on hold. Dylan was talking up a storm back there.
Oh, he's talking up a storm.
Yeah. Come on, Dylan.
There he is. Good morning, Salsa.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right, first of all, three trips to Vegas to see the dead? Number one, Jerry's been dead for 29 years. And number two, what good does it to see the dead in the Sphere when all the smoke is covering up all the images, right?
Is this really what we're going to do today?
Well, really, guys? Salsa, we're just glad.
I mean, we got the number one pick. We got Zachary Sechet. You look great in the first two games. We're going to talk Hawks basketball. And, of course, we're going to talk about truly one of the best things we do all year in the Million Meal
Pack. Hold on, Salsa.
Let's not wait till listeners' time.
Please. You were my boss for years, and you control the narrative and control the mic, and now I have the microphone, and I just want to know how well is the summer of salsa, as some have called it, is been?
You know, it's been lovely. Thank you very much, but it's all work. You know, all this is work. Being out there, Summer League at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. Work. That's what we do. It's been a lot of fun and a really exciting summer. Really, truly exciting summer and looking forward to a great fall.
Before we get to the Million Meals and Zachary Rizochet sauce, are you a bigger fan of the Dead when they have John Mayer? Are you a Dead and Company guy or is he just you're old
school? You know what? Again, Jerry was truly iconic. And I'm not a hater at all, but certainly the Grateful Dead doesn't exist anymore. Actually, this is 27 years ago to the day that Jerry Garcia played his last concert at Soldier Field. So I think John's done a great job, a lot of credit. He's kept it going. There's a whole new generation that's experiencing the music and the vibe. But, you know, Jerry was Jerry, and there'll never be another.
All right, Salsa, I guess I'll be the good guy as always and give you your way. Tell us more about, on September 21st, how volunteers can help pack 1 million meals to combat the hunger that over 600,000 Georgians will face.
Yeah, no, this all started when we started having conversations with State Farm about the potential of naming the new arena. And the folks at State Farm said, listen, you know, this is really, they want to connect to the community. People know who State Farm is. And they felt if we could build programs that really authentically connect them to the community that involved the name on the building, that's something they could be down with. And one of the pillar programs that we created when we put this partnership together with State Farm was the Million Meal Pack. And food insecurity is really, really an important cause for the folks at State Farm. And the idea was, let's go out and pack a million meals and see if we can really make an impact. And so excited that we've now been doing, this is our fourth annual Million Meal Pack on September 21st. And it's really cool because volunteers from all over get to man the stations. You know, a lot of people want to give back, want to volunteer. They don't know how to do it. We make it super turnkey for everybody to get involved and help come in. If your company has 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, you can be involved, and it really is simple, and you walk away feeling really great about yourself and about what you're doing to help the community. So it's just truly one of those special opportunities.
Well, Salsa, we appreciate you taking a break from your hedonism to embark on some altruism.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff.
It's good stuff.
That's what we do. And I'll never forget, the first time we did this, John Lewis was there. It was really special. We have players. We have alumni who come by, who help and work the lines and help pack food. So it's really a special day.
Yeah, it's an awesome event. We appreciate you guys doing this. And I guess have fun in what? Now you're off to Paris for the Olympics?
Ooh.
You know, there may be a salsa sighting in Perry, there may be, yes. I'm not going to lie to you, but you know, I got to make sure that we root the USA basketball team on. It was a close call against South Sudan, so I think they may want me to go in and give like a pregame pep talk.
Hey, other than basketball, what's the one event you got to check out while you're at the Olympics?
You know, believe it or not, I really like the swimming and diving stuff. I think that's really cool. And I've gotten into volleyball, so I'm just excited to be there. I've been very fortunate, gone to a lot of great sporting events, never been to an Olympics. So to be able to go there, and I'll be there in that last wave, so hopefully see a gold medal basketball game, closing ceremonies, and some of that stuff. So it should be really a really cool experience.
Well, if you make it to a men's soccer game, say hey to Tiffany Blackman for us. She'll be over there, so maybe you guys can hang out.
Will do, guys. Appreciate everything. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Saul. There we go. Wow, that's quite the summer.
Yeah, I tell you what. Living it up. Maybe I should go back and ask for a back pay.
Listen, I've been to Dead & Company, but I was at Wrigley, which kind of not the same vibe as the Sphere, but still pretty cool. I mean, I got to go back-to-back nights. It was Tom Petty on Friday and Dead & Company on Saturday.
I'm a huge Tom Petty fan.
Yeah, it was pretty. That was a pretty cool weekend. So, well,
it's from Gainesville, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I was. Yeah.
So they say.
He. All right. You know what?
What?
Enough of you. You're not allowed to talk anymore. You and your fake news with your videos showing that how you were the bad guy last night.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. And I have built a great partnership with my friends at W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. But apparently not the 78 car. Because Squid Nation has chimed in, folks. Mike decided he would post a video of him wrecking me last night. And a resounding 71.9%.
With 23 hours remaining in the poll.
Of the results say that the 78 car driven by Michael Paray Johnson was at fault.
Paray Jerry? What a reference.
And I
Paray's
agree.
A legend. Paray is a legend.
I agree. Yeah, he had a hell of a debut on Hard Knocks.
Well, it was also his
and a walk-off. That was his walk-off.
Yeah, we all respected it at the time. We were all exhausted. Paray. What are you going to do, Paray? I don't know anything but this.
Now, our and that's what you'll get when you're doing Hard Knocks, folks.
The amount of respect in that locker room when we were 3 weeks into training camp was like, good for that guy. He said enough of this.
It's pretty wild, ain't it? His brother played for a few more years after that in Miami.
Yeah, John's a good dude. I trained with John for the combine. Good dude.
All right. I told you guys on the tease that the fourth volume of Netflix's Untold docuseries will premiere in August. And they have a few new of the features. The first one that'll be up is the 2009 murder of Steve Air McNair. And I know everybody around this area remembers him. I think he played at Alcorn State College and then went to Tennessee. Great quarterback. I remember where I was when I found out that Steve McNair, because I was on a boat on the 4th of July at Altoona Lake, the greatest lake in the Southeast, and found the news, and I was just blown away. And there's still a lot of mystery kind of surrounding it. I think things that maybe the general public doesn't know.
That's a cautionary tale. You got to vet your side pieces better.
I'm not even going to say.
Yeah.
What was his agent's name? Buzz? I remember his name in a second. I interviewed with his agent when I was coming out.
Come on, Buzz, the same guy that Brett Favre's agent was?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Buzz Cook.
That's what it is.
The next edition of it will be the 2000 so let's just say last year's. The sign stealing incident that happened in Michigan with the Connor Stallions. And the only thing that worries me about this one is Connor Stallions is going to tell his side of the story, which worries me, but also could be fun because to watch Michigan fans squirm if indeed it comes out that everyone in that program knew what was going on. And the other will be the one that Rob Tribble wants to watch the most because an untold crush of his will be telling their unique story of glory and scandal. Hope Solo, former United States women's national team goalkeeper. Rob Tribble did not want me to admit this.
He's misunderstood.
He's talked for many years about his unadulterated love for Hope Solo.
Well, you're afraid not to love her. Yeah. She'll cut you.
Possibly.
If Hope Solo is your neighbor, you need to call Mark Spain. Get to packing. He'll get you out of there. Get you away from that. MarkSpain.com. Steakhouse coming up top of the hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's best discount furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBombs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.